One of the things that is going to be an upcoming issue, Governor Cuomo at the end of the budget process said that he wanted to reconsider whether there should be a moratorium on the teacher evaluations, the Common Core test counting for teacher evaluations, which was somewhat surprising because he'd been against it in the past. What do you make of his comments, and do you have any meetings scheduled with him?
I'm anticipating having a meeting scheduled with him. I do not have a meeting scheduled with him at present. His comments regarding a moratorium, if it's for the purpose of excluding teacher scores, the same way we are excluding any measurements against students, then it's a start, but it is certainly not where we need to be.
Are you unhappy with Governor Cuomo right now and his policies?
Governor Cuomo's policies need to incorporate the professionals. The governor's policies need to allow the professionals to be the advocates for the needs of the students and teachers in higher ed and engage the experts in how he's going to move forward.
So you're saying that he hasn't been consulting the experts or the professionals is what you're saying?
I'm saying he needs to allow those who are the experts to be far more engaged.
The property tax freeze rebate program that's in the budget, how is that going to affect schools?
Well, until we properly fund all of our schools, nothing is a solution.
Yeah.
The only solution is to properly fund all of our schools.
And this isn't going to help, in your opinion?
If it's not properly funding our schools and fully funding our public schools, public education, then we need to go back and rethink what's going on.
You said in your speech, essentially, you plan to be more vocal. Do you think that the union hasn't been up to this point, and how exactly will that manifest?
Well, it's imperative that we educate and organize all the constituents, all the stakeholders, to ensure that we have a fair public education for all students. It's important that we now have voices heard. It's important that we take a stand that is a strong stand that clearly defines what it is that moves us forward as advocates for students and teachers to increase professionalism and the respect for teachers and allows the experts to do the work that they're trained to do.
What's the mood of teachers in New York State right now? I mean, we've heard a lot of discontent at many of the meetings that were held over Common Core in the fall and continued dissatisfaction. I mean, what are teachers feeling right now?
Well, as of Sunday, teachers of the New York State United Teachers are feeling empowered. They're feeling that they have new life. They're feeling that their voice will be heard. They're feeling that they will be engaged. They're feeling that there will be innovative solutions to address the issues that are currently out there impacting their classroom and their ability to work with students and teach students.
Okay, but you were just elected yesterday. I doubt their, mm-hmm. their I doubt their mood's going to change that much because of that one thing. What is going on in the teaching profession is what I want to know. Obviously, it's unusual for a president to be voted out like that and you put in. I mean, is this a sign that just things aren't going well?
It's a sign that there needs to be a new life and a rebirth of our movement, and it's a sign that they are upset, they're frustrated, they feel disrespected. They need to change that, need to shift the paradigm.
Now, as you know, 2014's an election year. Do you anticipate endorsing Governor Cuomo or other candidates? You know, if Working Families Party has a third candidate or Rob Astorino? I mean, what's the union thinking right now about that?
Well, the union has a governance structure in place. Governance structure is what drives our endorsement process. It's an engagement of the rank and file through their locals and their local presidents. So those decisions are not the decisions that are made by the president of the organization. They're made by the members at our endorsement conference in August.
Okay, and but the members, you just said, aren't very happy. You don't like what Cuomo's doing. It doesn't sound like he's going to get an endorsement.
Well, at present, there's no sentiment to endorse the governor, but I can't unequivocally say that our members, through their governance structure, wouldn't. I can tell you that they're not. There's not an outcry to go and endorse the governor. Quite the opposite at this point in time. But there's a lot of time between April and August.